Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus and his expertise. I'm Doug Steffens, the Good Day Health Program, on the air every weekend at this time. Available at your service and on your side is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, noted cardiologist. He runs Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. Been on the air with me for 10, 11, 12 years. I never can keep track of all of the years that we do this or whoever else of my partners are here. I forget. I know I've been doing Good Day for 27 years. And this program, I think we've been at least 10, haven't we? Been doing this for about 10 years?
The current, we started, when did we start? June of 2007, but then were doing other things for about 2 years before that.
All right, so we've been working together for 10 years. I can tell you that I would trust my life to Dr. Ken. In fact, I think I'm about to. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken is available right now, right here, for whatever may be in your nature, your question. It is our nature as human beings to question. It's a very good thing to question. You have a question, you're uncomfortable, you want to know. We're here to present you with facts and figures and information, sometimes opinion. That's what it's all about. Plus, very importantly, the news of the week. Ken has researched the medical news of the week, and as a cardiologist, he's found a lot of things have to do with his specialty, but in general, all kinds of things that affect all of you. So help yourself with your particular question, or if you want clarification on one of the stories. Listen, we are here, as they say, at your service and on your side at 888-553-7536. People say, Doug, you can do the number too fast. Slow down. If you're new to the program, 888-3825-8357-5-3-6. Sounds like a hand in poker or something. I don't play poker. I don't play cards. You play cards? You ever play cards?
Not a whole lot. A little bit.
I don't think so. You think of a guy. You don't have a poker face, and I can't imagine you being very good, nor can I imagine myself. I play cribbage, and enjoy it. I haven't for years and years and years. Go fish.
I used to play hearts a little bit.
Hearts. Okay, that's good.
I can't tell you when the last time when my daughter was young, we used to have fun playing.
There you go. 888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or me, Doug, at dougsteffen.com. So there is a new heart failure drug that the FDA has approved. I suppose that may have been the big news among cardiologists and at your office this week. Is that true?
Well, this was one of the big stories. Heart failure is a big problem. About 5 million or more Americans have it. 500,000 die from it. It's when the heart just can't pump adequately to keep up with the needs, and the blood just accumulates behind the heart. And I'm sure, met people who've been edematous. They have fluid in their ankles, throughout their body. They can accumulate in the belly, wherever it can hide. They get fluid in the lungs. They can't sleep flat at night. They get short of breath with any exertion. They wake up in the middle of the night short of breath. And this is a big problem once it starts. It can often be as hard to treat as lung cancer. And it's been a long time since the FDA has approved any additional medication for this. And this past Wednesday, the FDA approved Amgen's Corlinor to treat patients with chronic heart failure, giving the world's largest biotech company its first cardiovascular product. The FDA approved the use of Corlinor on top of current standard of care of beta blocker, and we usually use a family of medicine called ACE inhibitor or ARB, along with diuretic, and these are the typical drugs we sometimes have used in the past, digoxin and a fifth drug, a specialized kind of diuretic in the family of a medicine like spironolactone. So on top of all this, there are many patients who still don't have adequate pumping. They're waiting to get a heart transplant. Some of the other assist devices have already been tried in them and failed. If you still have a heart rate above 70, this drug is for you. And this drug has been approved on top of current status if the heartbeat is above 70.
So why wouldn't aspirin just do? You know, we have this discussion frequently about aspirin for heart disease prevention, take a baby aspirin every day. I think you said not too long ago, we were talking about strokes, and if you can get some aspirin into you after you've had a stroke, that's good for you.
Well, let's think about how aspirin helps. Aspirin does a lot of things. It's it will relieve pain. It's an anti-inflammatory, but it has a third use that it works on one of the two places in the body where clots form. Clots can form by weaving a clot from the proteins that are produced in the liver, or clots can form by a type of blood cell produced in the bone marrow called the platelets clumping together. And aspirin's third effect, it relieves pain, it decreases inflammation, it also lowers the ability of the platelets to clot, and that's where this can help lower the risk of a heart attack or stroke. But heart failure occurs once the heart muscle is weakened. One of the common causes of a weak heart muscle is from heart attacks and from blockages in the circulation to the heart, and you get permanent damage to the heart muscle. That's what a heart attack is. So once you have a very weak muscle, the aspirin, although it may help lower the risk of future heart attack, it's not going to help the heart pump any stronger.
So after people, this is, I guess, something happens. When we talk about heart failure, are we talking about a heart attack? Is it one and the same?
Well, a heart attack is one of the causes of heart failure, but they're different. A heart attack is permanent damage to the heart muscle, yeah, so it can't function, pump as well. Heart failure is when the heart can't propel the blood adequately to meet the demands of the body. And remember, the heart has to contract and get the blood out, and then the heart has to fill, relax, to get more blood into it from behind. And you can have heart failure due to not good contraction, squeezing of the heart. You can also get heart failure because you don't relax your heart well, so it doesn't fill well. So it's a very complicated process.
Well, I'm not trying to make it more complicated than it is. I'm just interested in getting information to people so they can keep it in their minds, and it's fairly simple with regard to this drug and what they hope for.
The bottom line is there's a new drug. It's indicated if your heart rate is at least 70 beats per minute. Many people with heart failure have low heart rates because we already have them on. The major two drugs of heart failure are a beta blocker and a dilator, a vasodilator, which is usually either an ACE inhibitor or an ARB. And I'm getting deep in the weeds here, but these are the families of medications. So most people with heart failure already have a low heart rate. They may not be a candidate for this drug, but then often with heart failure, because the contraction is so weak and the heart is trying to get more blood out to the body, it does it by not squeezing harder, but by pumping more frequently. So often, I saw a patient yesterday who I had to admit to the hospital with heart failure, presented to the office with a heart rate of 114 beats per minute in a new bad rhythm. And I'm going to talk today about, there's an amazing new idea. This week was written by an electrophysiologist. This is a specialized kind of heart doctor that works on rhythms, that is beginning to think that these atrial fibrillations, atrial flutter, are actually due more to lifestyle changes than actual structural abnormalities of the heart, which is a novel way of thinking about this. Five or more years ago, if you had thought about this, they would have thought you were nut. But to think about lifestyle as the main way to treat, you know, Doug always talks about adding magnesium magnesium. But I'm going to talk to you, if Doug gives me a few minutes, about how lifestyle is the new thought of, about how to treat atrial fibrillation. And that is actually coming from evidence-based, traditionally trained heart doctors.
All right, let's finish this by looking at the efficacy. You have talked about aspirin. How about Motrin and Advil and Aleve and Plavix?
Well, before you added Plavix into
try Advil, Motrin, and
Aleve. Okay, that is a family of medications called non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, of which aspirin is also a member. But what those non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs do is they relieve pain, they relieve inflammation, but they do not have any effect of any significance on weakening the platelets, so they don't make the blood thinner, tend to clot less easily like aspirin.
All right, and then Plavix?
Plavix is its own new family of medications, where there are a few other representatives, and Plavix works usually on the platelets alone to decrease the function of the platelets even stronger than aspirin. So it's a stronger blood thinner, but it doesn't have any of the analgesic pain-relieving effects or anti-inflammatory effects like aspirin.
All right, there you go. There's a lot of information there. Any of you who have heart problems, worried about some epic thing going on in your heart, or you've been to visit a doctor, I had a circumstance yesterday. I'm getting on a vigorous exercise program. I didn't tell you I was going to do this because I didn't really know I was going to do it until a couple of days ago. But I decided to get on a rigorous exercise program, one that's much more involved than anything that I've been involved in my life. And in order to do that, they required that I had a really thorough exam. And so they did the exam of the carotid arteries, told me my heartbeat was 62 a minute, and I remember...
They showed you some plaque in your carotids, I see.
Yeah, right. So that's... but I think that's something that's worth...
I had told you that before.
Yeah, you had. And I wonder if it's the same, and if it is, fine, if it isn't. But I think plaque in the arteries and these sorts of things, I'm always happy to use myself as a guinea pig if it helps people understand some of the things that may be going on with them and in their body. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken, now with a change in focus for a moment or two, what does a head of hair got to do with your heart? Well, you know what? If you haven't got good circulation, your hair is not going. Nothing works well in your body if you don't have good circulation, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, if you have an unhealthy lifestyle, it's going to fall out even quicker.
Right. All right. So if it's falling out, Ken wants to help you get it back.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on that brush than in your head, then you need to pick up the phone and give Provia a call. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning safely and without any harmful side effects. Results guaranteed are your money back. That's why I like it. Here's Brian, one of our listeners from Jupiter, Florida. He says, Provia truly works miracles, easy to use, and the results are incredible. I feel like a brand new man with this hair. Superb product, he writes us. And yes, Provia, it does work for both men and women. It's even safe on color-treated hair. For a limited time, order today and receive their powerful super concentrate for faster, more reliable results, absolutely free. And Doug will give you the numbers.
All right, easy numbers to remember, 800-543-5817. That's for Provia. That's how you get your hair back. That's how you look better. That's how you beat the rush, if you will, for spring. The grass gets greener in the springtime, and your hair wants to look better in the springtime. That's why you ought to call 800-543-5817. Why is that correlated? Because it's about things growing and looking better and fuller. This is the trick. 800-543-5817. Order now. Mention Dr. Ken, and they'll send you not only the regular Provia, but the super concentrated Provia for faster hair regrowth and regeneration. 800-543-5817.
But Attention taxpayers. If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take out this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
For Dr. Ken, as we broadcast every weekend at this time, trying to help you focus more on what's going on with you. Heart problems, we seem to, sometimes we kick off the program with something or some, however, some caller or some email, something will trigger a theme of sorts. And because Ken is a cardiologist, I guess I figure this is a good way for us to wrap ourselves around a number of things, questions that you may have about your heart, heart attacks, strokes, heart failure. There's another, this is medical, I guess, but this is also social in terms of one having a chance of having a heart attack, that some information came out, some research this week about how the big D affects your heart, or maybe is it divorce or just separation from someone you love?
Well, this is more in the family of how lifestyle is so important in keeping the heart healthy. And one of the major aspects of lifestyle is how you deal with stress. And one of the big life stressors is your marriage. And when it's not going well, the end stage is divorce, and the mental stress, the financial stress of going through divorce is a huge stress on the heart. So these findings are not surprising to me. Out of Circulation Cardiovascular Quality Outcomes this week, the medical journal, they report that people, Doug, who divorce, they face a higher risk of suffering a heart attack than those who remain in wedded bliss. And this is a lifelong increased risk. But remarriage, which you think might help, seems not to be the remedy, at least for women. So women who go through a single divorce carry an extra lifelong risk to having a heart attack. So you have to be even more vigilant. The guys seem as if when they go through a remarriage, their risk goes back down again. But again, you need to know your numbers, your blood pressure, cholesterol, your blood sugar, and your weight. Everybody should know those four four numbers and get them into a normal range in order to lower your risk of all this havoc. You know, do I have a few minutes here?
Yeah, take the time. Go ahead. Yeah.
I would like to talk to you about lifestyle. And I read a fascinating study this week that you probably won't yet see because it's not yet in the popular medical literature. It's just for physicians right this point. It was written by an electrophysiologist. An electrophysiologist is a type of cardiologist. Now, there's many different types of cardiologists who just super specializes in rhythm abnormalities and treats things like atrial fibrillation, the most common one when the medications don't work and the common medications don't work. But his thoughts, based on very recent research, is that most of atrial fibrillation is due to abnormal lifestyle. And we're talking now from his report is what we eat, what we drink, how we deal with stress. So your diet, your exercise, how you deal with stress, not smoking. And these are the critical aspects of pushing back and the body telling you that something's wrong. So you want to make sure your diet's good. You want to make sure you're getting enough sleep. That's also an important aspect. You're limiting your alcohol. You're getting into an exercise program. And you're getting rid of the stress. How you deal with stress, sleeping, diet, drinking, and activity. The big five of your lifestyle, getting those into order will help you decrease a risk of having all of this havoc.
All right. So there's a lot of information here. Lifestyle is important. What you eat, how you exercise, what you drink, how you think, who surrounds
you. How you deal with stress and your sleep.
Right, exactly.
Those are the five.
All right, so there you go. Lots of information there. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the Good Day program that focuses on your health.
This report is brought to you by EcoTools, a leader in eco-conscious beauty accessories. Small changes to go green amount to a big difference in the world. This Earth Month, EcoTools has joined with Sophia Bush and Global Green USA to launch the Live Beautifully, Give Beautifully campaign. For each makeup brush sold in the new EcoTools Complexion Collection, $1 will be donated to Global Green USA, up to $100,000. Sophia Bush, actress and advocate.
Creating change starts with being aware of our individual actions. I'm so excited to be working with EcoTools and Global Green to inspire others to take little steps to help the environment. By switching out a product we use daily for an eco-conscious option, we can actually make a huge collective impact.
EcoTools products not only perform gorgeously, but are made using renewable, recycled, and cruelty-free materials. Follow Sophia Bush and EcoTools on social media for tips on how to live and give beautifully. And share your own tips by using hashtag EcoInspire. For more information on the Live Beautifully, Give Beautifully campaign, visit EcoTools.com.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
It's the biggest flooring event of the year. Lumber Liquidators 12th annual April sale with 5 days of unbelievable clearance deals from 29 cents. Don't miss once-in-a-lifetime prices on solid pre-finished Bellawood domestic hardwood from an incredible 99 cents. Gorgeous hand-scraped Supreme Bamboo is just $179. Exotic hardwood, laminate, and more is up to 77% off. Plus, more deals added daily in your local store and 24-month special financing for beautiful, high-quality hardwood floors for less. Get to the April sale event today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Some lines open. Let me give you out the number, 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. That's toll free from anywhere in the country. I'll answer your questions about your health, how to stay fit, how to get in shape. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. I've been in medicine over 30 years. There's just about nothing I haven't seen at least once. I'd love to help you get to the next step. If you have a symptom, a sign of something, and you're not sure, either yourself, your spouse, friends, parents, grandparents, kids, let me give you the number. Get out that pen and paper. It's toll-free from anywhere in the 50 United States. 1-888-553-7536. That's 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, D-R-K-E-N. I'll give you evidence-based answers to all your healthcare questions. I was a medical student at the University of Pennsylvania, and then I was a medical intern and resident at Duke University, and I finished my training in cardiology at the University of California in San Francisco. So you can see, I'm a pretty well traditionally trained physician, but I'm not allergic to alternative care, especially if it's evidence-based. I'll give you a blended approach, the best of both worlds. And I have been in practice since about 1988 in a lovely town about 25 miles northwest of Orlando called Mount Dora. I see patients every single day, so I'm not a doctor who just talks about it. I walk the walk, and I try to help every single day. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. I'd love to share with you my experience to help you get to the next step. I won't embarrass you. It's easy. There's no paperwork, no cost. Isn't that wonderful? 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. All of us are walking around with some healthcare question, and I'd love to just relieve your mind. If I specialize in anything, yes, maybe cardiology, but I specialize in peace of mind.
All right. The email address is Dr. Ken at Dr. Ken Show or Doug at DougStefan.com as well. 888 888- 855-753-7536. Here is Waylon, who, following up on what we're talking about, we have sort of a heart theme going on here. He's concerned about being told that he has a need for a stint, and wonders whether it's necessary. Now, how do you, he has what he said is mitral valve prolapse. And so the doctor said he was, his family history predisposed him to some kind of a problem because of his teeth. I don't know all about
that. Well, I don't know how to connect these dots. Let me try and untangle this because we're missing some information there. Stent is what I think he's asking about, S-T-E-N-T.
Yeah. Right.
You and I are old enough to remember those springs that were in the old ballpoint
pens. Yes.
A stent is a wire mesh that is used to help hold arteries open. And they are customarily put into the circulation, the pipes in the heart, the big ones, these big tree trunks that sit on top of the heart. If they get clogged up by the most common cause of death worldwide, plaquing, atherosclerosis of the circulation, and then these plaques rupture, they can get all filled up, the hole in the donut fills up so blood can't flow. We have to, one of the ways we can unclog is by putting a tube in from the groin or the arm into the vessel, and then with a balloon at the tip of this tube, that's called angioplasty, we place the tip fluoroscopically right at the blockage and then blow up the tip, the balloon expands, it opens up the blockage, but there's about a 1 in 3 chance that in the next 6 months that will collapse, fall apart, and you have to go and open it again. So we've learned that these wire meshes, they come in two types, either antibiotic coated or just a plain metal stent, can be placed after the angioplasty is done, and then you dramatically lower the risk of this area that was ballooned open collapsing. And that's the approach. Stents, angioplasty, and stenting during at the immediate time of a heart attack, when there's complete blockage and blood is not flowing and there's permanent damage to the heart muscle occurring, to stop that process, doing angioplasty and stenting is life prolonging. But outside of having a heart attack, where most stents are put in, are used when people have yet to have that final cork in the bottle, they have more than 70% blockage and they're getting pain, angina, symptoms, chest discomfort, shortness of breath, fatigue, palpitations. Those are just some of the common symptoms that you get of inadequate blood flow. That's when the drugs don't work and there's not enough blockage to do open heart surgery. When you're having symptoms, this is where angioplasty with subsequent stenting is okay. But remember, under these circumstances, when you're not having a heart attack, stenting only relieves symptoms. It doesn't prevent a heart attack. The prevention, the lowering the risk of heart attack is through medications, especially Doug's favorite types of medicines is statin, and using it with aspirin, beta blocker, and so-called ACE inhibitor, getting your risk factors under control, knowing your numbers, blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, and weight. This is how you lower your risk of these plaques occurring or these plaques rupturing.
I may have to succumb to that after a life of too much ice cream and cake.
And these stents can be put in other areas of the body, the arteries of the legs, and they're actually even put in the arteries to the brain.
I didn't mean succumb to a stent, succumb to some kind of low pressure, or what is it?
Statin. Yeah. My favorite right now is generic Lipitor. It's the sweet spot. It's the real value. And Crestor, the one stronger statin, probably the rumor is will be going generic next year, but we don't yet know the facts.
888-553-7536 to know the facts. And here is Emma in Summerfield, Florida, with a question for Dr. Ken. Go ahead, Emma. You're on the air now. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, my problem was I was having low blood pressure and high pulse rate, and last a year ago in January, I passed out and had a fractured rib.
Oh boy.
And in May, they put a loop recorder insert in my chest to monitor my heart, and put me on Midodrine to raise my blood pressure. But now I'm having problems with it going up and down, and my heart rate.
So what's the question you have? And Ken, will you tell us what Midodrine is to?
She has an issue with passing out, what we call syncope.
Blacking out, not enough blood getting to the brain, is that what it is?
Well, yes, and it can either be due to problems in the heart or in the brain. And what they did, they put a... You, I think, have had a Holter monitor where we record your heartbeat for 24 hours. When you do an electrocardiogram, that just records your heartbeat for 12 seconds. And they were focusing as the culprit. There's many, many different reasons why you can pass out. You need a good detective. They were focusing on her electrical system of her heart. So after you do the electrocardiogram, I would imagine you had, Emma, a 24-hour Holter monitor. They didn't pick up the problem. And then in order to record for much more extended periods of time, sometimes they'll insert what's called a loop recorder, and they'll you can now record for extended periods. How long was your electrical activity recorded for, Emma?
What do you mean?
Do you still have the loop recorder in you?
Yes, I've had it for a year.
So you've been recorded all this time, the electrical activity. And have you had an episode of passing out with that loop recorder inside you?
No, but I get these blackout spells. And last time I was in there, he said I had peripheral arterial nerve problem that's not permitting when I bend over or stand up too fast. I black out. And he said that my blood wasn't getting up to my heart fast enough, and it was causing me to do that.
No, so when you had your episode, what did the loop recorder show? Did it show any problems with your electrical activity, or do they now think it's not an electrical abnormality and arrhythmia? They just think that your blood pressure goes too low.
Well, now my blood pressure, since they put me on that Midodrine, my blood pressure started going high. Now
that's correct.
It's going up and down now.
Proamatine is a drug that's used for low blood pressure, hypotension, and I would imagine that they diagnose that in you. It's in doses from 2.5 to 10 milligrams, and Midodrine is the active ingredient in it, and it's used to fight low blood pressure, and it sounds to me like hopefully it's working.
Well, they took me off of it because my blood pressure was going like up in the 900s.
All right. Let's see if we can get to the core of this or what we need to have.
Okay, well, apparently, when you were on the drug, did you continue to have your episodes?
No, I was fine for like 2 or 3 months. I was good.
They've taken you off it?
Right.
Are you now having your episodes again?
Well,
that's a simple yes or no.
No, but okay. My heart rate is fast, and
Emma, I guess they've checked your thyroid, right?
Yes, I'm on thyroid now.
And how is, you know, the current thinking is that lifestyle has a lot to do with this. How do you deal with mental stress? Are you sleeping enough? How's your diet? Is your exercise okay? Alcohol. This is what I was talking about earlier, and I'm not making this up. This is a specialist in this area, electrophysiologist, looking at studies and thinking that so much of the kind of thing that you have is lifestyle driven. Are you sleeping enough?
Yes, I get 6-7 hours
a
night.
Well, 6 is not enough. 7 to 8 is what you need. And your diet, is that good?
Yes.
What about mental stress? Are you under a lot of stress?
Well, I'm a widow, and I do all my outside work, and sometimes it's very hard for me.
So it sounds to me like there is a fair amount of mental stress in your life.
Yes.
And I bet that that's a big factor here. And so right now, you still have a loop recorder. What medicines are you on right now for the heart?
I'm just on metoprolol. That's
all. The beta blocker.
Yes.
And see, when you check your blood pressure, you're doing that yourself at home, right?
Yes.
And it's going up and down, up and down. It's going.
Yes.
And the reason is because of your mental state. Blood pressure is so much affected by your physical activity and your mental activity. Don't even check it. It'll drive you crazy, Em, and I can hear it. Unless you have at least 5 and hopefully 15 minutes to just sit and relax. Don't check it unless you don't feel well. If you suddenly are feeling lightheaded, dizzy, like you might pass out, then check it to see where it is. But unless you're not having one of your episodes, unless you're all the rest of the time and you're trying to check it, don't check it till you have at least 15 minutes to fully unwind mentally or physically, or you'll get these wide swings in blood pressure, okay?
All right. So here's the other side of this, Emma. The old business about you can't teach an old dog new tricks. You need to get your mind off of, there's a friend of mine who said to me once, one of the most sage things I ever heard, worrying is a prayer for what you don't want. So somehow or other, it needs to be a clearing of the mind, as Ken has suggested. Sit down, take some deep breaths. There's a lot of things that come from just breathing well. And, you know, the stuff that you're not the first person in the world to go through the problems that you're going through. And many times people, because there isn't a lot of other stuff going on in their lives, they sort of tend to make things bigger problem-wise than they are. So take a deep breath and sit down and enjoy. All look around at your home and the people that are around you and all the things you have to give thanks for. Be thankful and be happy, and it's sometimes that easy. Sit down and just let your mind go to the places and things that you're most thankful for. Great life to this point.
Emma,
family, all of that stuff.
Let me just ask a question. Emma, I'm sure that you had a complete echocardiogram and a stress test already.
Yes, it's been several years ago.
It's been more than 2 years?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's another area. You want to make sure that there's nothing structurally going on with your heart. You know, at your age, the circulation to the heart can be an issue here. Structurally, there could be something. And I would get an echocardiogram and some look at your coronaries, either a CTA or a stress test.
Yeah.
And if all that is okay, then I would focus on these lifestyle issues. Diet, activity, stress, alcohol, and sleep. Those are the 5 main ones.
You're not that far from Ken, Emma. Go see him. All right, that'd probably be the best way to take care of that. 888-553-7536. And if you have a mind to do that, Ken's website is lakecardiology.com. Lakecardiology.com. His number in the office is 352-735-1400. That's 800 Lake Cardio if you want to do the national thing. But 35, anybody, there's no toll anymore on anybody's phone, so might as well just call the office directly. 352-735-1400. I'll go to lakecardiology.com. Summerfield's not that far. She can get to
it's
you, right?
It's not. Yeah, it's a good point. Yeah. Summerfield is not too far.
Go see Ken. All right. Here is the scoop on something that is really becoming a hot topic. Super beets. Getting the juice from beets around your body so that you don't have some of the problems with circulation and heart that Ken's been talking about. How do we use Super Beets?
This is one of my new favorite products that I've discovered lately. Doug, in 1988, nitric oxide was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body. And 10 years later, by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded to these efforts because it was clear this was a very important part of the body. Nitric oxide, it helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and is a main regulator of brain and digestive function also. It can affect both athletic performance and sexual performance. As a cardiologist, every day I'm working hard to keep the 60,000 miles of blood vessels in your body healthy, to lower the risk of heart attack, stroke, erectile dysfunction, and even lower the risk of Alzheimer's dementia. So I'm very excited because I finally have found a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in your body. Many foods, Doug, that are rich in nitric oxide, such as spinach, nuts, artichoke, beets, and certain green teas. However, as we age, it gets harder and harder to consume enough of these nitrate-rich foods in order to compensate for the declining nitric oxide production levels in our bodies. Super Beets, it's a scientifically proven, safe, effective, and natural natural way to help your body create nitric oxide to keep your circulation healthy. Super Beets is also a safe, natural replacement for energy drinks, which allow you to avoid all that caffeine and sugar. If you're going to those energy drinks to get that boost of energy, this is the way to do it safely and effectively.
800-655-4183. Call that number now for Super Beets. 800-655-4183. Take Dr. Ken's word for it. 800-655-4183.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
The hour now. You're listening to the Good Day Health Program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen, host of the Good Day Program. Ken is on with me during the week as well. Lots of information about your health and well-being. It's the number one request for advice that we get on the Good Day Program. That's why a number of years ago we decided to do this program on the weekend, because there's so much info and Ken's so good at dissecting it, disseminating information. And plus we decided to add the component of your calls and questions, whether it's the 888-553-7536 or email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to me, Doug, at dougsteffen.com. Mary in Rapid City, South Dakota, had a stroke a couple of years ago. Ken, Mary, let's see what we can do to follow up on that for you.
Good morning, Dr. Ken.
Hi, Mary.
What I was calling about is the other day I was trying to find my PIN number for my debit card, and I run across this card in my wallet. And I'd had stroke symptoms, and they hospitalized me and found that I had a clot in my upper right chest, and it was actually 12/9/13. They put a power pick into my chest. They did angioplasty and put this in here, and I don't understand what this thing is. They'd found a clot, I guess, up there and put this thing in me, but I don't understand. Could you enlighten me on what this is?
Sure. Mary, let me just quite understand the geography here. So this stent was put in the circulation to your heart?
It's actually, from what I remember of it, it's in my upper right chest.
Okay, but it's in the right coronary artery. It's in the heart, not in the circulation to your heart.
It's in my right chest wall, not in my heart.
What vessel was it put in?
There's no elaboration. The doctor didn't enlighten me on anything, Mary, which was weird.
Okay, Mary, there's a great knowledge deficit here. I would ask the doctor who put this in what artery it was put in, and then I can help you, okay? But without... You must have had a blockage somewhere. It sounds like it was probably the heart. The back of the heart, there's a big vessel called the right coronary. I think that that's what you're trying to say. And that would have been causing you symptoms of women commonly get fatigue, shorter breath, and sometimes chest discomfort. You can also have lightheadedness, dizziness, excessive sweating with activity. And these are some of the symptoms that you can get from inadequate blood flow. And then they went in, they opened it up with a balloon at the end of a at the tip of a tube, and then put this wire mesh in there to keep it open. And now what you need to make sure that that stays open is lower your risk factors. You need to know your numbers, your blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, and your weight. Get those ideally under good control and get on a good diet. When the doctor says it's okay, get into a good activity program, eliminate the stress, sleep enough, and watch the alcohol.
There you go, Mary.
I haven't drank for 9 years, but my doctor is not. The only thing she has me on is something called simvastatin.
Simvastatin is a statin, and somebody like yourself who's had plaque in the coronaries should be on a baby aspirin and talk to the doctor about it. I'm not suggesting it without talking to the doctor. A statin, and then often when you have coronary artery disease, which is plaquing in the blood vessel, atherosclerosis, then we put you also on an ACE inhibitor drug and sometimes a beta blocker. So this is treated with medication.
Thank you, Mary. 888-553-7536. Now Ken wants to spend a minute talking to you about how to whiten your teeth the healthy way. You got stains on your teeth? There's the fix for that.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about this. Introducing Power Swab, the only whitening system that uses the power of stain-out swabs, Doug, to actually remove the stains off your teeth so they stay white longer. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts the stains off your teeth. And the best part is Power Swabs works in less than 5 minutes. No more messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Power Swabs remove stains on natural teeth as well as veneers, caps, and crowns.
Call now for your risk-free supply of Power Swabs. Whiten those teeth. Dial 800-331-7317. That's 800-331-7317. Call now. Mention Dr. Ken and you'll get the daily treatment. There's the treatment you have at home, but if you're on the run, you want to whiten up your teeth quickly, they've got a special Power Swab stick for you to take and use. 800-331-7317. I can't emphasize enough how well this will work. It's a great, great product. Whiten your teeth. 800-331-7317. Dr. Ken back.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.